WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Becoming That Girl 5-Minute Morning Rituals. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super important: boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like everyone else needs a piece of you, and you're just running on empty. You know that feeling when you're saying yes to everything, but deep down, you're yearning for some me time? Well, guess what? Setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about honoring yourself, your energy, and your values. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries, that sounds complicated. But trust me, it doesn't have to be. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the fences that protect your garden, your beautiful, unique self. Without them, everything can get trampled and overgrown. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those strong boundaries and become that girl who radiates confidence and peace. First up, understand the importance of saying no. It's not a dirty word, guys. In fact, it's your superpower. Ever heard the phrase "no is complete sentence"? I swear by it. Saying no allows you to protect your time, energy, and focus on what truly matters. Don't let guilt trip you into saying yes when your heart is screaming, nope. Remember, you have the right to choose how you spend your precious time. Number 2, communicate clearly and assertively. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding. Think of it as expressing yourself with confidence and respect. When setting a boundary, be direct and honest about what you need. For example, instead of saying, "I'm kinda busy," try, "I appreciate the invite, but I have other commitments this evening." Clear communication leaves no room for misinterpretation. Now, let's talk about self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about actively prioritizing your well-being. This means saying no to things that drain you, making time for activities that nourish your soul, and taking care of your physical and mental health. Think of self-care as a non-negotiable part of your routine, just like brushing your teeth. Number 4. Be prepared for pushback. Not everyone will understand or respect your boundaries, and that's okay. Remember, you can't control other people's reactions, but you can control how you respond. Stay firm, reiterate your boundary with kindness, and don't be afraid to walk away from situations that become disrespectful. You deserve to be treated with respect. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries is a continuous process. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. Some days will be easier than others, but remember, you're doing the best you can. Celebrate your wins, learn from your challenges, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story about this. I used to say yes to every social invitation, even when I was exhausted and needed some alone time. It felt like I was constantly on, pleasing everyone else but neglecting my own needs. But then I realized something. My happiness shouldn't be contingent on pleasing others. So I started practicing saying no more often. It wasn't easy at first. I felt a little awkward, like I was letting people down. But over time, I learned that it was okay to prioritize myself. I found that when I set boundaries, my relationships actually became stronger because they were based on mutual respect and understanding. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being closed off, it's about creating space for authentic connections and a life filled with purpose and joy. It's about recognizing your worth and allowing yourself to thrive. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little boundary boost. Let me know in the comments what one small boundary you're going to set this week. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.